Israeli officials say they're facing the biggest ecological disaster in the country's history. An oil spill in the Mediterranean Sea damaged about 90% of Israeli beaches. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from the site of a cleanup.
You can really smell the tar here. I'm on Palmachim Beach. I just passed some ruins from hundreds of years ago, an early Muslim fortress. Down here on the beach, the seashells are just caked in shiny black tar. There are dozens of volunteers helping with the cleanup. This is a group of people who have been out of work because of the coronavirus. They've been deputized to help clean up here. And then on the other side of the beach, I saw a group of soldiers and just volunteers from the public, like Miri Susensky.
I was so frustrated, sad, and a bit angry because of what happened with this big pollution of somebody who is recklessly caused a lot of damage. I don't know how we can deal with collecting all these small, you can see, small pieces of tar.
Itzik Pili with Israel's National Parks Authority says 92% of Israel's beaches have suffered some form of damage, from a beach close to the Gaza Strip all the way up to Israel's northern border with Lebanon. Officials still don't know the extent of the damage in the sea, and they worry about the small bits of toxic tar in the sands that could eventually seep into Israel's groundwater.
The easy example is when you're heating a soup, instead of salt, you're putting inside poison. You're poisoning all the ecologic system, all the turtles, fishes, all the biology system in the sea is damaged. We found here turtles that are dead, covered with tar.
Officials say satellite images suggest a ship spilled oil beyond Israel's territorial waters a couple weeks ago. Israeli and European authorities are investigating what happened. And every day, hundreds of volunteers are coming to Israel's beaches to pick out little pieces of tar from the sands, a cleanup effort that could likely take years. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Palmachim Beach.